Welcome to the CWA Radio Network, brought to you 7 days a week by Christian Women Affiliate. You're listening to Behind the Veil with Tanika Gilbert. Tanika is a mother, minister, transformational speaker, and licensed clinical social worker with a practice in Chester, Virginia. Through God's grace, mercy, and unconditional love, she authentically shares of her testimony of how God loved her through the process of unveiling the effects of brokenness and transformed those experiences into living out His promise to give her beauty for ashes and the oil of joy instead of mourning. For the next 60 minutes, we invite you to join us live via the chat room. Click to talk to the host or call in 347-850-8893. After the show, we invite you to join us at Christian Women Affiliate. Here's your host.
Well, good afternoon on this beautiful Tuesday, October 21st, 2014. It has been a remarkable, glorious, insightful, delightful day. You might be saying, okay, well, what's going on with her? I am really just rejoicing because I'm recognizing the season that I'm in and also the fact that it's all a part of the process. No matter what I go through, it is all a part of the process. I'm living. God has blessed me with sight. He's blessed me with a sound mind. He's blessed me with the ability to hear, the ability to think, the ability to process things. And it's just all a part of the process. These past few weeks have been very, very interesting, not just for me, but with a lot of the people that I've been speaking with, whether it's friends, whether it's family members, whether it's those I serve in ministry with, even people I meet at the grocery store. I have been hearing different stories of, you know, this is happening and this is happening. For some people, it's been, you know, one thing after the other. For myself, I know it has definitely looked like that and it has certainly felt like that. But I'm recognizing that it is all a part of the process. My sister, as long as we're living, we are going to experience different things. And everything that we experience, you know, along life's journey is just a piece of the process. I'm going to be honest with you. I was praying, you know, and I said, okay, Lord, what would you have us speak on today? And the one thing that just kept resonating with me is the fact that it's all a part of the process. As you know, these past few weeks, I have been experiencing some things along with my daughter. And again, it's just really a part of the process. See, when you have to birth some things out, you're going to go through a process. When you say, okay, God, I need more of you and less of me, that less of me is a process. And I'm recognizing, you know, that even with my daughter, even at her early age, she is coming to recognize certain things as it relates to her in her own walk, you know, with God. Now granted, she's 9 years old, but here's the thing. She's getting an understanding now of having relationship with God and knowing what it looks like and what it entails in order to have a relationship with Christ for herself. And it's so interesting to watch, you know, the things that she says and the things that she does. And I shared in a previous episode, my daughter is really, really a worshiper. She is, and sometimes it just amazes me, you know, to see her in worship because, honey, when she goes in, she goes in. And don't try to disturb her now. Don't try to disturb her. But she recognizes that this is a piece of her process. Right now she's been experiencing some challenges with moving forward with the things that she wants to do. And it again, it amazes me. She says, "Mommy, you know what? I'm going to dance this out. And she has a love for God, and she has a love for music. And her gifting is, well, one of her giftings is dancing. And it amazes me that even at 9 years old, she could say to me, "Mommy, no, the dummy don't want me to dance." Now, let me explain this. I refer to the enemy, you know, the devil. He's the dummy to me. He's as a roaring lion, yes, and he's cunning and he's crafty, but he's also dumb. And he's dumb because if he recognized that the things that he does, it's no more than God allows him to do, first of all, but the things that he does only propel us, number one, closer to our Lord. It gets us on our knees, yes. But it also stirs us up to say, "You know what, God, I am all the more determined to do what you have called me to do." And my daughter, we were talking, and she had another doctor's appointment yesterday, and we were talking, and the doctor had let her know, "Well, Shy, this is another week that you're not going to be able to go to dance class." And so she looked at me and she was like, "Mommy, the dummy just don't want me to dance." She said, "But Mommy, I'm going to come out of this dancing." And I just looked at her, and my daughter will get this determined stance and look. And when she gets it, look out. And that's what she had yesterday, so much that her doctor, well, her pediatrician, looked at her and was like, "You know what? And I believe it." That's exactly what he said to her. "You know what? And I believe it." And she looked to him as if to say, "You better believe it because I mean it." And she said, "Mommy, I'm going to come out of this dancing." And so I began to talk to her, you know, a little bit more. And I said, we have to go through, you know, these processes. And right now you have a process where the doctor is saying that your activity has to be limited. But this is a part of the healing process. This is the part of the healing process. And my sister, even for us, the things that we experience, the lessons that we learn, the different seasons that we are in, this is all a part of the process. When you look at a child, you know, they're born, and they're not immediately able to walk. They're not immediately able to talk. They have to go through a process. They go through some developmental stages. And we in the spirit as well as in the natural, we go through these stages also. We go through these different processes. So I want to encourage you today, whatever it is that's going on, it's all a part of the process. If you're in a season where it seems as though, you know, it's one test after the other, as soon as I think I'm coming out of this, bam, something else happens, something else occurs, I'm dealing with something else. Okay, maybe you're in a testing season, part of the process. Maybe this is the season where you learn what warfare is. Part of the process. And maybe you're in a season of rest. You know, it looks like, okay, everything is just smooth sailing. You know, I'm setting out to do this, and if you set your different goals for the day and you meet every goal for the day and you meet every goal for the week and you meet every goal for the month, you might be in a season of rest, but that's a part of the process. I know for me, you know, I also had a season of quietness where God was quiet. And I had to recognize that this was part of the process too. Now, initially, I was going, okay, what is going on? What is going on? I'm praying, and when I'm done praying and I'm silent, and so is God. He's silent. And I go, well, maybe I'll pray a little harder, pray a little longer, pray more. And still, God chooses to be silent. And I was thinking, oh, my God, what is wrong? What is wrong? What is wrong? Well, guess what? It didn't really signify that anything was wrong. It's just that God's silence was a part of the process, a part of my process. And maybe if you're experiencing God's silence, be encouraged because it's a part of your process as well. Some of the things that we have to experience and some pieces of the process that we have to go through can feel uncomfortable, and they are uncomfortable. And one of the things that I am learning in this process is that when I recognize where I am in the process, what piece of the process I'm in or what season I'm in, once I get an awareness of that and an understanding of it, I'm not fighting it. You know, I'll use when God is silent with me, sometimes I can get a little antsy, you know, especially when it's like, God, I'm seeking you and I need an answer. And for me, I'm going, I need an answer right now. I need to know, like, right this very second. In fact, I needed to know 10 minutes ago. You know, and God is still silent. I had to learn as a piece of the silent process that I needed to be silent too. Because as long as I'm antsy or experiencing the anxiety and I'm continually talking, God can't talk and I hear and listen. God is not going to overtalk you. He's not going to overtalk me. I had to learn that in my process. So if you're experiencing as a part of your process God's silence, I want to encourage you today, don't get anxious. The Bible tells us, be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication, make your requests known. Calm yourself down. He's going to speak. In fact, one of the other things that I learned as a part of the process was how he speaks in the midst of silence. He will do that. Even in the silence, God will speak. But in the process or the learning period or the season, I had to be attuned to that, and I had to learn it. See, in your process, no matter what the process is, you're learning things. That's part of its purpose, is to teach you. And I had to learn how not to fight the process. I also had to learn this. I can't control the process, but I can most definitely cooperate with the process, which means I'm going to study. I'm going to study what's going on in addition to studying God's word. I'm going to learn. I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to be astute. I'm going to make sure that I'm looking at things so that I'm aware in this process. I don't know about you, but sometimes I'll think this to myself. I'll be glad when this process is over. I'll be glad when this season is over. Well, okay. I'm not trying to encourage anyone not to think that way or not to feel that way. But I do have a question. When the process is over, what will you have learned? What will you have gained? As a result of the process, what will you put into action? See, because here's the thing. Again, in the process, we're to be learning things. We're to be gaining things. We're also to be getting rid of things. So when the process is done, what will you do? It would be a shame if we went through any process and didn't learn from it. It would be a shame if we went through any process and couldn't apply things. That's not what God intends for us in the process, to not learn anything or to not do anything with what we've learned. The process is training ground. It's going to help you birth some things. It's also going to help you kill some things. When we look at Jesus with the disciples, the time that he spent with them, that was a process. Speaking to them, imparting into them, challenging them, teaching them how to serve others, teaching them responsibility, teaching them also how to check themselves. That was all a part of the process. You get what I'm saying, my sister? The process is just that. It's a process. If we fight the process, we're not cooperating. We're not cooperating. And when we don't cooperate, we can become frustrated. We can become annoyed. We can become doubtful. We can become fearful. Why? Because we're fighting. In the process, with us, God's not looking for a fight necessarily. He's looking for obedience. He's looking for submission. He's looking for our yes. He's also looking for our actions, and he's looking for our cooperation. And I want to encourage you, as it relates to the process, everyone's process is not the same. It is not the same. And sometimes we can find ourselves in trouble when we're comparing our process to our sister's process or our brother's process or one of our leaders' process. See, because your process was designed for you. My process was designed for me, and I can't walk your process. You can't walk my process. Your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, your friend, they can't walk your process. Only you can do that. Sometimes we set ourselves up when, I'll use this for an example. In my ministry, part of my ministry is counseling. And I have some sisters in Christ, and part of their ministry is counseling as well. But the way that they counsel some is not the way that I counsel some. And if I'm trying to mold or into their process, I'm not effective. And I can't be effective. Why? Because I'm trying to take my sister's mold and make it my mold, make it my process, and counsel others based upon how she'd do it and not how God wants me to do it. And I mess things up. I also get into this comparing thing. If I compare myself to how she does ministry, or I compare myself to how he does ministry, well, the way that God has gifted them is not the way that God has gifted me. The way that God has anointed them is not the same way that God has anointed me. And what I mean by that is that he's placed specific things in them, and he's placed specific things in me. But if I'm busy comparing or trying to mold myself like this other person or that other person, I'm not being true to God, and I'm not being true to me. I'm not being true to my call, which isn't a part of the process. Sometimes in this process, we can find ourselves in a place where nothing looks like what God said. You know, he makes you a promise. And then as you begin to walk out the process towards that promise, the path can look nothing like what God said. Honey, let me tell you, it is a part of the process. It is a part of the process. Perfect example. When I moved from New York to Virginia, the Lord had really been dealing with me about the move even before I was contacted and asked to come and interview for a particular job. And I knew what the Lord was saying to me. He had made me some promises. And I moved to Virginia, and I began to see some of the things come to be that God had promised me. But then there came this testing season where God had to refine me. But he had made a promise to me. He had told me, okay, this and this and this and this is where I'm trying to take you. And here's why I'm doing it, because of this and because of that. And I was all for it. I was all for it. But in order to get to those promises, God had to take me through a process, and it was that refining process. And as he began to strip some things to me, one of the promises that God had made me when I moved from New York to Virginia was that he would supply my every need. Now, here's what I did. I looked at that to be a certain way. God was going to supply this way, and I had gotten comfortable with the way that he had supplied it because it was familiar to me. And then I went through this refining season, and God began to strip me of the familiar ways that he was supplying things. And for a minute, all I saw was the stripping that was taking place. And I would pray, and I would seek the Lord, and in my quiet time, he would bring me back to that promise that he would supply. He would supply my needs. And I saw myself, and see, the one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to be real. I'm going to be real. I found myself like, okay, God, you told me that you would supply my needs, and I trust you, and I believe you. I got this need right here. And this is a need right now, because if this need isn't met right now, like right this minute, this is what's going to happen. To be real specific, I'm not going to have a car. If this isn't met right now, right now, literally today, if this is not met, I'm not going to have a car. And God said, I'd supply your need. I'd supply your need. And I will supply your need. I promised you that. In the process, well, the process that he used to supply that need was nothing like I had ever seen before. Absolutely nothing like I had ever seen before. I had called where I pay my car note, and they said to me, it's already been paid. And I said, I didn't pay it. I have been accustomed to the one paying my car note. That's what I had become accustomed to. And I said to them, well, I didn't pay it. What do you mean it's already paid? I didn't pay it. And the representative said to me, well, ma'am, it's been paid. It's been paid. And I'm sitting there in total shock, like, okay. And I hung up the phone, and I sat down. Literally, I just sat down and was like, okay, I didn't pay it. I didn't pay it. I knew it had to be paid by today, but I didn't pay it. I did not get a call from anyone, you know, saying, Tanika, I know this is due, and how much is it? Do you mind? I didn't get any of that. I did not get any of that. But I just, am I sitting there like in this stupor? God was like, didn't I tell you that I will supply your need? How I supply it is how I choose to supply it. You go along with the process. Don't question it. Don't try to change it. Really receive it. Because this is a part of the process. And the lesson that I had to take from that was, even in my process, when things don't look like what God promised me, sometimes they're not going to look like what he promised me, because I'm thinking that he's going to do it a particular way, a way that I'm used to, or the way that I think he should do it. But when I have that way of thinking, that's my process and not God's. And so I've had to learn to check that, because the way that I would like my process to be isn't necessarily the way that God has designed it to be, or the way that he will orchestrate it. Again, sometimes in the process, for example, this has not happened to me, but I'm just going to use it as an example. Let's say that God promised you that you were going to move into a house. And every time you go to look at a house, you can't get qualified for it. Or you look at it and you're like, oh, God, maybe that house. And then the next time you go back to look at it again, there's a sold sign. And you can begin to question, well, like, God, you promised me then I was going to get a house, but I can't qualify for a loan. Every time I look at a house that I think I might be interested in, you know, I go back and there's a sold sign on it. Or let's say you did get qualified for a loan, but every time you go to look at this house or that house or that house, it's just no, 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 for whatever reason. And you begin to go, well, God, I'm doing what is necessary to get the home. Because, see, in the process, we're required to do some things. In the process, we are required to do some things. It's not all up to God. We are required to do some things. So you're going and you're looking, and you're looking, and you've got the loan, and every house you look at, you know, sometimes there's 5-6 different bids on the house, or, you know, other people that are putting in for the house, and you're like, okay, but God, you promised me a house. But God, you promised me a house. Then it dawns on you, okay, Lord, let me take a little bit of time with you. And and just talk to you because you made me this promise. You made me this promise. But everything that I'm doing doesn't add up. It doesn't look like I'm getting any closer to the promise. Sometimes that's a part of God's process, where the right things don't add up. You've done everything that you know to do. You've done everything that you are supposed to do, that you know to do, and it's still not adding up. Sometimes that is a part of God's process. And in that time, recognize that, okay, God, I'm giving it up to you. I've done all that I can. Basically, God, I'm getting out of the way now. Have your way. Surrender. That's really what I'm describing. Surrender. Surrender is a part of the process. Sometimes the process looks confusing. Okay. For a moment, it might be. For a moment, it will be. But recognize it is a part of the process. It's important to ask God for guidance in the process, for clarification in the process. Because in the process, we're not going to know it all. And guess what? We're not even required to know it all. We're not. But we are required to put our faith and our trust in Him and to seek Him and to get His understanding. That is a part of the process. And I pray that this is coming across the way that it needs to. Because your process is not always going to be the same. The way that you process one thing may not be the way that you need to process something else. Don't put God in a box. Don't put your process in a box either. Because for one season, God may have done things this way. And for the next season, He may want to do them a completely different way. Change the process. Add steps to the process. Take steps away from the process. Don't limit it to, well, the last time I experienced something similar to this, I did it this way. Or God, you did this, and God, you took me through that. Or God, you removed this, and you removed that. Don't limit the process. Let the process be the way God has designed it to be. And don't fight it. It is challenging sometimes to let go of that don't fight it piece. And one of the reasons why we hold on to it is because we think we need to know everything. At least I do. I'll raise both my hands and my feet. There are times in the process where I feel like, well, I need to know this and I need to know that. And I have to know how 1 and 1 equals 2. But that's not true. I will know things as I need to know them. And God will give me everything that I need for the process. He'll give it to me. And I know that He will. Why? Number one, because His word said that He wouldn't put more on me than I could bear. Which means that if I've got to go through a thing, if I've got to experience a thing, if I've got to do a thing, He's going to equip me with everything that I need. everything that I need, he's going to equip me with. And the same thing for you. Everything that you need in the process, he's going to equip you. He's going to make sure that you get everything that you need for your process. Now, he never said in his word that he was going to give it to you all at once. And I know for myself, I would have liked to have received it all at once, but I would not have been able to handle it all at once. If God had told me that the process to really walk into not only my ministry, but my destiny, if he had given me every piece of the process, honey, let me tell you, I would have ran. And he knew it. And that's why he gave me what I could handle, when I could handle it. And then he showed me how to effectively handle it. So I'm telling you, his word is true. In whatever process you're in, for whatever reason, he's not going to put more on you than you can bear. His word says that he knows. He knows the plans he has for us. And process is part of the plan. He knows it. And so trust him in this process. Whatever process you're in, trust him in it. Trust him in it. Talk to him about it. Seek his guidance. Seek his face. Recognize that your process is your process. And he knows all about the process. There's nothing that comes up that takes him by surprise. Absolutely nothing. But remember, he's with you in the midst of the process. He is right there. Even when he's silent, he's right there. Even when it may seem, look like, or even appear that he isn't, he's right there. Our process is our process. And just like I had shared before that my process is not the same as my sister's or my brother's process, everybody's timing and process is not the same either. So I want to encourage you with that as well. Don't get caught up. Don't allow the enemy to plant seeds of, it didn't take such and such this long to do that. Why is it taking you that long? I don't know why it took such and such X amount of time. And I don't know necessarily why it's taken me this amount of time, other than the fact that this is the process. It's a part of the process. And I don't even have to worry about why it took Sister Sue over there a little bit less time and it took me a longer time. I don't have to be concerned about that. Because timing is not in my hands. It's in God. He knows the right time. The right time for us to birth the ministry. The right time for us to engage in relationship with others. And he even knows the time when we need to cease relationship with others or relationship with things. See, letting go of things and even letting go of people is also a part of the process. I had to learn that because I was thinking, some relationships that I had with people, these are going to be lifelong relationships. And it's not to signify that anything was wrong at all. That wasn't the case. But see, some people were in my life for a season, and I was in some people's lives for a season. So if you find yourself, you know, okay, this is closing, or as part of your process, God is shifting you or moving you from one position at your job to the next, or from one place in ministry to the next, go to Him. Go to Him. Okay, God, this is what's going on. Because sometimes ceasing a thing or leaving a thing, letting go, is part of the process. And if you find yourself in a troubled relationship, I'm not saying, you know, oh, well, you just need to go on and because Tanika was talking about process and letting go of you is part of the process. Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying go to the Lord. Inquire of Him. Seek counsel. Counsel. To understand the peace of that process. Now, I opened that door, so I wanted to make sure that I closed it. Our process is not always like everybody else's process. And I really feel strongly like I need to encourage somebody with that. So stop comparing your process to your sister's process. Stop comparing the ministry that God has given you to the ministry of somebody else. God gave you the ministry that He gave you for a particular reason. He is giving you direction, and He is giving you insight for that particular ministry. Don't compare yours to somebody else's. Their process is not your process. And just because your process may look totally different than somebody else's process does not mean that something's wrong. Your process is your process. On today, if nothing else, I pray that you understand that there's many pieces to process. And that in that, your process is not going to look like everybody else's process. You know, we hear some people say, well, it don't take all that. And why you got to pray that long? And why you got to? Because that's what I have to do. Because that's my process. Don't let people sway you. If you have to get on your face before the Lord, you get on your face before the Lord. That's your process. Well, girl, I wouldn't do this and I wouldn't do that. But that's you. But see, because I'm walking this is my process. And I don't mean to sound harsh, and I hadn't even planned on saying that at all, but Lord, I said it. The process that God has for you is for you. It is for you. Don't fight the process. And it doesn't mean that you can't go to God and you can't talk to Him about it. He wants to know. He wants to know. Talk to Him about it. So that when you're done talking, He can talk to you. no matter what your process looks like, know that God is with you. No matter what it appears to be like, know that God is with you. Your steps are ordered by the Lord, which means your process is too. Because process is walked out. It's just not thought about. My sister, be encouraged on today. Wherever you are in your process, know that God is with you. Know that He is for you, and He is more than the world against you. May God bless you till we meet again. Be blessed.